I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Newborns exposed to opioids in the womb are at risk for a condition called neonatal opioid withdrawal syndrome. Dr. Julie Ross is here to talk about caring for infants born with this condition. Dr. Ross is an associate professor of pediatrics, and she's a neonatologist in the neonatal intensive care unit at MUSC Shawn Jenkins Children's Hospital. Dr. Ross, tell us about neonatal opioid withdrawal syndrome and how many babies are born with this condition in the U.S. and also in South Carolina.
Babies born to mothers who've been taking opioids during pregnancy are at increased risk for developing neonatal opioid withdrawal syndrome, or NAOS. After delivery, when the baby's no longer exposed to those opioids, they can develop symptoms of withdrawal. We know that opioid use in general has been on the rise across the country and here in South Carolina, and this includes use in pregnant mothers. The risk of withdrawal developing is dependent upon a lot of different factors, including the type of opioid a mom may take and the gestational age of the baby. Here in the U.S., we know about one newborn is diagnosed with NAOS every 24 minutes, and our estimated rates in South Carolina for 2021 are about 5.5 per 1,000 newborn hospitalizations. That equates to around 300 babies a year in South Carolina with NAOS.
What are the typical symptoms associated with this condition?
Those babies that develop withdrawal symptoms are often seen having increased irritability. They can excessively cry, be difficult to calm or console, have some increased muscle tone or stiffness. They can have tremors or little shakes while they're resting, and can have a lot of difficulty with eating and sleeping.
Tell us about the national clinical trial called Eat, Sleep, Console that's related to this condition that MUSC is involved in.
This was a large national clinical trial that involved 26 hospitals and over 1,300 newborns across the country at risk for opioid withdrawal. And it sought to assess whether babies who were cared for and evaluated for withdrawal symptoms through the Eat, Sleep, Console care approach were able to be discharged home from the hospital sooner than the traditional assessment method that was previously used.
And what's really involved in this Eat, Sleep, Console approach when the infant is in the hospital?
ESC focuses on prioritizing and emphasizing non-pharmacologic treatment and support of a baby first. Families and mothers are front and center in partnering with the care team and providing this care. These treatments include increased family presence at the bedside, holding, swaddling, rocking, and decreasing stimulation.
And what are the results of this clinical trial so far?
Compared to usual care with the traditional scoring approach, the ESC care approach substantially decreased the time until infants were medically ready for discharge from 14.9 days to 8.2 days, so 6.7 days faster. And those infants cared for with ESC were also 63% less likely to need pharmacologic treatment for their withdrawal symptoms. These outcomes were achieved without increasing adverse outcomes through 3 months of age. But the study team is continuing to monitor a subpopulation of babies in both treatment groups through 2 years of age to evaluate for potential effects on infant and family well-being as well as infant development.
Dr. Ross, thanks for this update about neonatal opioid withdrawal syndrome.
Thank you so much for having me.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.